Judge Patel's review and recommendation report, otherwise known as BRRR, for the portfolio committee. Just to remind members that last week on Tuesday we interacted with the department. On Wednesday we interacted with the entities on the annual treatment report. At the end of Wednesday we then reminded members that if there is any recommendations or anything that you want, you can send it to the secretary of the committee as part of the drafting of the report. We just want to apologize as well for the fact that we might have probably inconvenienced members by changing the time from the morning to the afternoon. But unfortunately, remember that we had to go to the human settlement in Nara, and I became very late last night, so really I wanted to look at the report first as the chair, but when it failed, at least I have signed it off, sort of, as so that it doesn't really become a responsibility only of the support staff. So I just want to apologize for that. But thank you very much for being here. And just to say as well that we did not receive any recommendations from any of the staff. So we drafted the report. We also want to apologize upfront that maybe you couldn't get it as early as Friday or during the weekend. You only got it today, as I have already explained. But here it is in front of you. So I just wanted to check from the members if they probably want 10, 15 minutes to look at it. I know that at least you read it now for almost 2 hours, but just to have that sense, that do you really want to have a few minutes to look at it, or do we continue?
Thanks, Chair. From our side, we've had a look every single hour, so we have got through it. But if other members say we should get 15 minutes, we won't object then.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kana. Honorable Kana Kabash.
Thank you, Dr. President. On our side, we were able to, for an hour or so, as we received it in 2 hours, we were able to coordinate ourselves and look at it. And I think we are comfortable that we can go on to check.
Thank you very much. Honorable Stoller. Thank you very much, Honorable Stoller. So there is consensus in the house that we can continue. At this point, I just want to probably pass the message from Honorable Ndobongwana, who has indicated that she might come in 10 or 15 minutes late. She says she can't open the office, her office, so they are trying to sort out the lock of her office, but she will join us as soon as possible. So yeah, thank you very much then from Honorable
Plan. Just wanted to check if the support staff has received the apology of Honorable Kaza. Not forwarded.
I didn't receive the formal one, but when I SMS'd her reminding about the meeting, she said she won't be around. But the formal one is from the office, not yet.
That takes care of the formalities. Here's the draft report in front of us on the November. I will see the indication. Honorable Kan.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much to the support staff for compiling such a comprehensive report. I do not have much of a problem in the analysis of the department. statements and what transpired last week. I think it's absolutely captured. I, however, want to concentrate my submission on the recommendation, which is section 11. And I would like to submit a few recommendations that I think in trying to make the department achieve not only its mandate, but achieve its mandate correctly. And my submission pertains to one of the issues that we've dealt with as a committee, and also the minister, he has considered this fact, is that there has been quite a significant amount of money that has been spent rectifying houses that were not built correctly. And I would like to submit to the committee that as part of the recommendation that the subsidy houses that are being built before they are actually occupied, those houses receive the NHBRC certificate of quality. So that will go in line. Also, if you look at the bullet point number 3 that talks about the parity, so as we do the handover, it must also comply with the NHBRC certificate, and also that will have information if there are any defects, then the recipients will know who to contact from the NHBRC in the score.
Okay. Let's take them one by one so that we don't go from backwards and forwards. There's a recommendation on the recommendation and headed one, which says those house subsidy houses that are being built, there must be an NHBRC qualitative process done, and there's a certificate, and therefore that would also talk to the issue of the defense. Is there anybody who has a problem with that recommendation?
Chairperson, it's a good recommendation in a good business sense, but we must be cautious that it will be a practical only if NHRBRC have a full capacity complement of inspectors, and they are committed enough to produce reports. At this stage, NHRBRC doesn't have the capacity. You remember when we interrogated them, when they made their presentation to us, how are they going to cover?
Let's just agree that, as your first president said, you think it's a very good recommendation. And I think for me, let's not try to then answer for the NHBRC. As you agree, you think it's a very good recommendation. Let's then, if we agree, we can support it, and then the NHBRC will be themselves that will then be saying you can't do it. And I actually have to agree on that one.
Thanks, Chairperson. No, I'm not talking about for any other people. I'm talking about this for the department. For the department, because it's going to delay the department in terms of allocation of houses. And while the houses are standing empty, they are not being occupied. An hour in housing delivery is a big thing, because the houses get invaded. So while houses are standing empty, are waiting for those certificates. Normally, the province and the municipality, they will put the beneficiaries so that they guard their houses. Because if you don't put the rightful beneficiary, wrong beneficiary is going to go in, and then with the government, it will take you to go to court to evict that person, but it won't even assist you to evict that person, because the court will say, give that person an alternative accommodation. So you double your problem.
Thank you. Can I hear other comments? Honorable Stoller?
Yes. Thank you, Chairman. First of all, I agree with the amendment, because it will help the committee. It will help us to monitor all our entities. Because if every passage that has been built for the certificate of NHBRC, it will help even us to monitor.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Tony. Honorable Trapper? Honorable Baker?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, 2 points. Firstly, I did ask a question at the meeting last week, and Ashton just recorded the answer, and the answer is that they have capacity. They actually indicated to us that they do have the capacity. Whether they do or don't is not for us to decide. And I think we're striving for an ideal. An ideal is you have a deed handed over and an NHBRC certificate. And we know the challenges in the deed offices, but we cannot say we're not going to put that into our recommendation. And likewise, I think the same principle should apply. Thank you.
Okay. Let's not labor the issue. I think let us agree. Let us agree that that recommendation stands. Can you agree? That it must be added. We hear the concern of Honorable Nangasamashe, and we will look at it as part of as we continue monitoring how they are doing their functions. We will keep that at the back of our mind, but the recommendation stands. Thank you very much. Honorable Ghana, you had a second one. I'll come to you, Honorable Tafu.
All right. Thanks, sir. One of the other issues that I think myself and Honorable Nemezi we agree on is the issue of incomplete houses that are out there, and I personally have been going around and I've seen quite a number of them. I think we ideally need the department to complete this process. And I thought, because this is my first ERRR that I'm engaging on, so if I'm off the mark, you can rule me offside. But I think those houses, those projects that haven't been adequately completed, those houses need to be, in a way, completed and be headed over to recipients, so that at least we close that chapter out. So that's the note that I made here. And I need to be ruled on whether I'm still on site. But that's my submission, that we need to push the department. And I don't think that it's not the national department's responsibility to build houses. But we have the funds and we drive policy and priority. So I think the houses that have been standing in COVID, in a way we need to complete them, and what then happens to the people who are supposed to complete them, we'll leave it there to the law enforcement agencies. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Kana, Honorable Nemezi, because you mentioned Honorable Nemezi, so you've got it enough. Okay, and then I will only make my comment after you got it.
Yeah, no, sir, because Honorable Kana indeed is acknowledging that this is the point I've raised repeatedly. So it is my point. He's reminding me. Because he's acknowledging. He's scared of plagiarism. So he's acknowledging that this point belongs to Member Mele. So I accept. So I take my point. So it's my point. Thank you very much, Honorable Khan.
Whilst you both of you agree on this point of yours, I just wanted to check with honorable members. I'm just checking, so I'm not ruling anybody out here. I'm just checking. Wouldn't this point, because this is one of the major critical points, wouldn't this point make more sense if it is discussed in the 100-day program of the minister next week rather than being in the recommendations and that kind of thing? Wouldn't it make more sense if it becomes a one of the issues that we discuss in the report on the 100-day program?
Yeah, no, I think you are correct, but I think even here we can have it as well, so it's so that we don't forget it. If you know the 100 days, we check if there's anything, but 100 days would be reporting on that short period, so it wouldn't have been addressed, because this is scattered all over, not where to find the houses, number of provinces, so they will need almost something like, they can be finished in 3 years or 2 years, depending on, you know, other issues, obstacles being been ironed out.
Thank you, Honourable Members. It's not just on the shaft issue. We all agree about it. It's just we are agreeing where it could be located. So I think whilst you are taking it, it's not that there's anybody who's struggling with it. It's just we just wanted to make sure that it is at the right place. So Honourable Kala, you're going to stand. Honourable Papa?
None of my body.
Honourable Kala, point that has been sponsored to Honourable Mimizi. I'll come back to you, but I just want to make sure that other members speak and I'll come back to you. Honourable Papa?
Thank you, Chair. Just on page 22, on the third paragraph from below, the last paragraph where, on the findings, where the committee is noting that the fund provided for leasing the house, for leasing the other, just raised, blah, blah, blah. And then the next sentence says, as a result, the department is still facing with the challenge of not filling the vacancies. But now that is that part of this, not filling of the vacancies, we should also remember that the committee was also informed that there's a challenge that the skills are technical, and therefore that contributes. The fact that the department competes for these skills is contributing in this part of this, not being filled. I wanted that to be to be deleted and cited in this paragraph. Thank you.
Thanks, Honourable Chaka. In other words, you are not taking anything from that point. We just want us to add that right as well. That said, the technical skills, which are that skills as well, are contributing to this. Okay, thank you very much. Honourable Baker.
Hello, Madam Chair. Can I add to this? To the point that I didn't get an opportunity to discuss largely is the scholarship program that the department has. I feel strongly that the scholarship program, which it could be, but perhaps it needs to be more closely linked to address this skill shortage. Because that scholarship program has obviously been around for a while now, hasn't it? I'm sure it's more than 5 years that we have been sponsoring students. So surely we should be then sponsoring where we have addressed the skill shortage, our bursary and scholarship program should then address that. So if we could marry the two.
Whilst you are talking about that point, if you can just go to page 20 quickly and look at 9.1, what you are saying somehow has built it in there on 9.1. Thank you very much. Honourable Ghana.
Thank you very much. On page 22, bullet point number 2.
Have you finished with your recommendation?
No. I'm going to the recommendation, okay. But I'm just referencing the committee findings.
Okay.
One of the things that here is talking about the demand that I made. But then when you look at the recommendations, we seem to have omitted that part out, because one of the issues that lead to service process in communities is that people are not sure in terms of the people that get allocated houses and the priority criteria that gets used. So I felt, and if I'm off by the game chair, you can rule in, that we do, because we have found that there is a delay in terms from the suicide over the years insofar as the doing information IT system, that the department needs to address the issue of the housing demand database and the criteria for prioritizing recipients. I'm not so sure. I tried to write it down, but as I read it down, it might not be as my sense. But the point that I'm making is the fast tracking, in the same way that the fast tracking the filling of vacancies. So the issue of the demand, the housing demand database, needs to be fast tracked so that we are able to deal with that. Because we have found it, it's the finding of the department. We have included it in the funding section, and I think we do need to mention it in the recommendation section so that we are consistent.
You can hear a comment on the demand database. I don't think it's really a contentious issue, but I want to just hear members happened.
I think, Chair, some of us, myself and others, we emphasize during the first debate, the budget. So it's not a new thing, really. We just put it down something that is already on the answer, and but we can emphasize it here.
Thank you very much. We still have another recommendation. I hope the last one. Okay. Another book, Anna.
All right. I start with this one so that the first one slide. This one is it's a little difficult one. If you look at the department's report, we always talk of this is how many informal settlement households are created. But we hardly get a sense of what kind of an upgrade that is going to take place today in those informal settlement. And one of the important aspects that I think needs to be stand alone in a way is that because they are trying to create, they are moving away from houses to this human settlement. One of the problems or one of the challenges that I've seen with informal settlement is the absence of recreational facilities. So an upgrade will be done in there, but then there's an absence of recreational facilities or facilities where residents can stay in, especially young kids. But you just find this settlement and maybe you put in sewer or a road, but then the recreational facilities element is to be missing. And now, the way I've written it down was that the informal settlement upgrade must include, it's a silent mask, but I want it to be a hard mask, the provision of recreational facilities. I know Yebo is quite a linguist, and he can come up with the right term for what I'm trying to say. But it's about the provision of recreational facilities in informal settlement as part of informal settlement upgrade as catered for under the USEG and other grants that we give. So,
yeah.
Chairperson, in that, in the, especially that you are reflecting under review, financially under review, and then going forward. In fact, the recreational facility, the municipalities can contribute on this. Not only the human settlements to go back, the municipalities, because they're really competent as well to deal with to provide facilities, the recreational facilities. I think we should emphasize that so that it's not about only human settlement. In fact, the human settlement is now. If those projects were old and were not part of the human settlement program that we are rolling out, then the municipality must go back and put the recreational facilities on that. Of course, the Department of Sports and Culture nationally can assist, but they always cry over a very minimal budget nationally. But the municipalities, they do have districts and naturally they do have the funds. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Otherwise, what we are saying is, because it's nothing that we haven't said before, all we are saying is that as part of living to the human settlement, because we are not housing, but we are human settlement, as part of that, as we upgrade the informal settlement, let's make sure that all amenities are there. That's what, in essence, another person is saying. And it's not actually negative to anything that we've always been saying. Actually, if you look at the report itself, and you can, if you turn to page 4 of the report itself, and you look at the paragraph there, many people still live in poor conditions without access to basic services in a proliferation of marginalized informal settlements, and as a result, all that, in essence, that paragraph, if you look at it, is actually, in essence, saying what Honorable Ghana is saying, so that now we are lifting it out into recommendation. I think that's what you are saying. It's covered here. Do you agree? Thank you very much. Honorable Ghana?
Yeah. No. In fact, this goes into what we're trying to build as a nation. In that, you see, currently, we build houses or settlements, and then only after the settlement come and collect their key. So when the houses are built, house number 223, no one knows who it belongs to until it's allocated. And my recommendation here is that as an ideal, okay, it's not going to rattle things in the first year. We need to identify beneficiaries before units are built and involve them in the planning of that settlement. So that, because sometimes I always give this, allow me to tell this little story, Chair. It's less than 20 seconds. It will explain this point that I'm trying to make very well. Department of Water went to a village, found women at the periphery of the village washing clothes, and came to a solution, having tried to create a solution for them, and they built a communal health in the middle of the village. The women were up in arms, saying, we didn't want the help in the middle of the village, because now we'll not be able to talk our issues in private. Now, when we talk, everyone will hear what we talk about. So if we have been consulted, we'll have told the department that we want the test outside the village. But because there was no consultation in the provision of that service, the women were up in arms, and they continued washing their clothes where they are. So all this is saying is that the beneficiaries need to be identified early, need to be involved in the planning of the settlement, so that everyone at the end of the day takes ownership of that community, because they will have helped to create that community. I know the complex one in a way, even myself, when I imagine it, but that's the ideal that I want us to get to as the Department of Human Settlement. And this will go also to the informal settlement upgrade.
Thanks a lot, Dr. I'm not sure if you remember. I just wanted, before I allow you to speak, to actually look at the recommendations themselves on page 23, and look at the recommendation bullet number 3 of that recommendation. The one that talks about review the national laws and code to determine norms and standards that will ensure that whenever a house is handed over to the respective beneficiaries, a target deed is materially handed to the beneficiaries. So now what I wanted to say, without having other recommendation, why can't we begin identification, therefore, of beneficiaries as well in that sentence, rather than having a separate one? That's all. Okay. Honorable Memezi and Honorable Nangakwa.
No, I want to persuade Honourable Member Kana that we cannot put everything in the recommendations. Since we have the new government, we came with what is called participatory democracy. It was never there before. We even ensured that municipalities, on regular basis, almost there's no budget that is passed without the municipalities, the ward councillors, calling general meetings where communities, including informal settlement, informal settlement, they are called. Informal settlement, they are not owning houses, but they are given an opportunity to say what is called IDPs. You see, that is when you identify the needs. That is what we have come up with in this new government. So something. The concern that the member is raising is already accommodated. It's part of those needs. Because IDPs, you identify your needs, you say you want a house like this, you want this. So even in informal settlement, those that are backyard dwellers, they also indicate those. So we're not like house people that we never met with. So it's already accommodated in the program.
Chairperson,
maybe Honorable Ghana can assist him by him giving us specific in another platform. Not now. Giving us specific, because what he's talking about is there for many years, 4 years now. Over and above the IDP, for a specific housing project, started while we're still doing housing projects, there is no community that a project is done within their area that are not consulted. It's due to the development committees. And they will have a department. There is no submission as a project manager, as a developer. You will submit without a this thing assignment. Finding of a common one, what finding of by communities to be a good police and some kind of there's a document that the community must sign, who they agree that this project is going to take place in their area. This development is going to take place in their area, in their area. And the that happened without development committee. Move towards committees, and the what committees are there. And the beneficiaries, you apply together with a list of beneficiaries that you are, because you are applying for a subsidy, you are applying for a milestone, so everything is there, there's no way. It's covered, it's there. If those that are not implementing in a particular municipality or an area that doesn't include that, as you apply, you have to know.
No, you've made the point. Remember, Ola Lugana is raising these things so that they can be debated and clarified. It's not like he's forcing them. So you've made your point. I think we all understand. And we agree. Now,
social comments, signing of social comments.
Now that this has been explained, we also now know, we can remember all of us, that there would have been a demand database if that there hasn't been any identification of people. So obviously, that has been done. But obviously, what the Honourable Gala was saying, in the identification issue is fine, covered, but he was taking a rider that since they become part of the planning. We are agreeing that because of the IG processes and particular processes, that is also covered. So that recommendation of the Honourable Gala for now doesn't get the maximum support, but it is a recommendation that you can continue pursuing that Honourable Gala in the next, we are still here for 5 years, maybe by the time we finish the term, we will understand you better. But for now, it falls off.
I thought of one recommendation that we can also add.
Let's finish this one. Then I thought about it.
Maybe, as you say, it's not as clear as I might have wanted to put it, and I might have to go back and we go through. I think the point that you made around the demand database, in a way, tries to assist this process in that if we didn't have issues with the demand database, then this one was not going to be the problem. But because we continue to have issues in terms of people not understanding who goes into houses and why this one will apply in 2000 moved in and the other one did not move in, then we continuously have this unrest in our community. So this was in a way to build the togetherness in communities. But then if the members say it's a big day for it, and I have to wait for next week Tuesday. Chair, I'll attend and I'll present it next week Tuesday.
But we didn't say next week Tuesday. You're putting words now, but we didn't say. We said that recommendation of yours, in a way, is already covered in the process that the department is undertaking. So we are not supporting that. That's what we are speaking. But I know you are a politician. You can't ask these things, you know, without trying your life. But thank you very much, Honorable Kana. Honorable Mimi?
Yeah, no, thank you very much. I was persuaded by Honorable Kana to remember my item. So I did. So I think you must be persuaded also that this democratic government now has come with processes that are accommodative these issues he's talking about. One recommendation I'm thinking that we should also add, you know, this problem called the flips and part of the market solution. We have spoken about it in the report, but we can put a recommendation that it must be fast checked as well, and there should also be more marketing and mobilization of relevant categories. Because when it was a report, our report is noting that there's some
problem with you know, people bad credit, but which means we must open it up to more, because we can't pay all the teachers, all the police, all the nurses, all these people are, so it's not marketed widely. So I think we must mobilize it widely. I think if we can put that we first check the fees and market and open it up to more people.
If not, I don't think there will be anybody who is really opposed to that. Honorable Tole, you have your hand
up.
My problem is not this.
Okay.
I had a little talk. Thank you, that's why I have very much.
Thank you, Chair. Mine was on the addition of four.
I thought you are doing point by point and then
but I have a book. I think we're doing recommendations. So other than anything, they are going to recommendations. So I'm trying to break the monopoly of this policy. I'll come back to you and kill the others, you know.
Like a wall gate,
foundation, one plate, and not in that financial way is counted. Hence, you have a huge budget spent, but the completed houses are few. So we should also count the work in progress. It means the department must do this so that it is audited by auditors, so that it balances the spending, the expenditure, and the work done, the work in progress.
I think what we are trying to do here is to link the recommendations to what the committee has found, the committee findings. So maybe if you can have it for us, because in terms of the committee findings, I'm not sure what you said about that issue. So maybe that practice for us, and then we can be able to...
Okay, so it was the finding at when we were discussing
the report.
Oh, okay, so I want you to trust.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than the one.
Thank you, Chair.
Mine is a recommendation. Aside to response by the department to reported cases of corruption. Thank you.
A solid response on reported cases of corruption. I don't think we should. Okay, can I hear comments? Maybe let me not comment yet. There's a recommendation, a solid response on cases of corruption, that the department must respond to those. I don't see any major crisis there. Anybody? Are we happy with that? Thank you very much. Honorable Khan, I thought you finished your recommendations.
Sure. I finished, and I thought the way you were dealing with it was that when a member makes a recommendation, then we deal with that input before we move to another recommendation, and I wanted to the recommendation that Honorable Mimizu was making to say that it's a good recommendation. I support it. I was worried when he was trying to rationalize my recommendation that he did not have a recommendation of his own. Now that he has a recommendation of his own, he cannot continue with his rationalizing tendencies of my recommendation.
No, yes, noted. But also, we understand that this is a human sentiment portfolio. So whatever comes, this becomes a national issue. So it starts with the committee. But thank you very much. In terms of recommendations, honourable members, and what you have added, which is the major thing, honourable Baker. Yes, I can give it to you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So sorry, I'm just reading my notes. Oh my gosh. With regard to the one part checking of the cinema vacant post, there was the other issue of the the human the plan. Mm-hmm. Human resource, and I think that should be added to that recommendation. Thank you.
The issue of the human resource plan, yeah. No, I think I okay. Thank you very much, honorable members. Those are the added recommendations. The fast-tracking of the database, the ensuring of the update of informal settlements should be provided with. That there should be amenities, rotation amenities, the fast-track of the fleet, and open the gas market. The issue of the, issue of the human resources, that we add the issue of the scarce skills, but also the human resource plan. And then on the provision of quality education on page 20, we then add there the step that the department itself, as part of looking at these scarce skills, in its pattern project, it looks at those, to provide those. I think that's what I said. Honorable
Elena. Sir, I'm thinking of checking if I can add two more. Taking the challenge from panel of member Kana, so that we should indeed accept that we can make as many, so it's not like we are nationalizing. So the issue of in the opening, I see in the report we did talk about the sauna. The president noted the importance of focusing on the mining as well, upgrading of the mining areas and upgrading of hotels. So I think we may as well take that point that we have put in the report and put also in the report. But there's a problem that we know we are moving with it, but if we want to add it, we can add it. It will go with another important aspect program, which already the department is doing, but if we want to put it, the fast-tracking of service sites, where the qualifying people are given service sites, so those are the two recommendations I was thinking about, sharing. We think we can add more.
No, it's not a question of adding more, not a problem. The issue of the mining town, this is a very critical one. I think, for me, let's leave it because it will be discussed in detail in the 100-day program as the minister. It's one of the major things that she will, I think she should talk about because it's in her program. And I think the issue of the service side, we don't get into detail when we're doing recommendations because when you talk about how concrete of informal settlements and whatever, that also includes everything. But we don't then find ourselves trying to get into detail. So I think in that so level, in a nice way, they are falling off. So thank you very much. Well, I good luck. I'm going to take that for the sake of just. Can't you think you're just a young man?
No, this one is not for sex. It's the first bullet on page 22 on top there, which is talking about the issue of title deeds. This would have been my recommendation, but now the way I want to come with this recommendation, I think Honorable Ghana stole the head of it, because I wanted to say on this issue of the allocation of the houses, it would have been better if our recommendation is allocation of sites, so that it is a key of Mutuyayas, because that process of identity would start much earlier in that case. But no, I'm not sure whether it's
happening. No, no, right, you are not sure yet, because you are going to complicate the issue.
Yes.
Leave it for now. This is one project that is removed in the committee. We'll be able to attack it and attack it. For now, I think let's leave it as it is, because otherwise it's going to get really complicated the way you are saying it. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, I was checking that if we can have a bit of acronyms, because if we check how we don't have acronyms, then they have a lot of acronyms in this document.
Thank you very much, Honorable Stone. And if we can have a page where we then put FLIS, what FLIS means, NHBRC, what it means, and what Honorable the EON report, so that even if you report left to somebody who is not familiar with human settlement, knows what you're talking about when you say FLIS, knows what you're talking about when you say NHBRC. I think that one goes without saying. Can we agree, therefore, that all the resolutions have been covered? Can I?
Chairman, as soon as you move over to the meeting, that is the point that I was raising letter from drafted to the chair, and it relates to the spending of the entire spending of the department in terms of housing delivery, the grants that are transferred to provinces for housing delivery. That's where the point, the home of the point is. Okay, Chair, before I come, I sort of think that we're with me, can I make a second one?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is my first up on this one, because remember, I couldn't understand what she was trying to say, because she wrote it down, so it has not been presented to the members, so that then it goes through. It says, the health report, in most cases, reflects that the expenditure is higher than the houses delivered. The AGs and the FMC have also kept up on this thing. So, and they say the reason being that the incomplete houses in the financial year audited are not included. I think that's what Honorable Kaha had answered in the discussion last. But then, for me, the important thing is that it says that then the committee requires that the department create an reporting mechanism on work in progress as well in every financial year to qualify the best. Are we happy with that?
I agree, Chair, that they may be. If the the department has spent money and the house is not complete, then they must indicate so in terms of the houses that are still under construction so that we see where the money is. And obviously, once you do that, it will also tell us how much money has been committed to complete it. It will assist with also to, in a way, deal with the backlog of the incomplete houses, because department houses or provinces have got new targets, so they leave those projects to the new ones, because now there's new ones. I agree with the recommendation.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody against that recommendation? One has to that recommendation. Okay.
Madam Chair, I think it's pertinent that we add the time frame in there as well. Because especially the incomplete project, that we show when the project was passed, we can indicate when the project was started and when the projected finishing time is, because it could impact on the rollover to the project for the following year or the previous year as well. So the time frame, I think, would also be pertinent.
If I remember, here is a recommendation on an annual report. So obviously it would be dealing with a report of a year. So that time frame already is covered because it's an annual report.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if we put a column in there that shows that it indicates the projected finished time frame of their funding, because it could have an impact on the rollover into the next financial year.
Okay.
The last recommendation, the last one, the typing error, you need to at the end there, the closure of National Housing Fund instead of says closure National Fund Housing Fund. You get checked. First, the amendment of the Housing Act that would result in the closure National Fund. There's a missing of instead of. And then on this, it's not about recommendations now, Chair. It's the first page.
Can we then agree that the recommendations are done?
Mm-hmm.
So that we all agree that we're done with the recommendations. And then, so that while the staff members can call what we are doing with the report. Now, you want to comment on page one?
On page one, Chair. It's just a precedent. Whenever he refers to us, he always refers to us as honorable members. So I think it should be of a respect to say the honorable president at the beginning, at the introduction of it. Oh, I think it's the authority honorable.
That word president
is already
a no. Thank you very much. Can you agree with the report, with those amendments that we have made? Are we happy with the report? Honourable member? Honourable Shalembe?
It's not about the recommendation. It's just on page 21 and a fight against crime. I'm trying to understand the other government. Now, the establishment of the African Unit Court and Corruption that will demand it to investigate, analyze, and assess patterns on fraud and corruption. The honest full stop there, or the continuous in the human settlement value chain, has produced the following result. It, however, is important to note that the statistics below were a reflection of work done with an added advantage to stop would-be criminals.
Potential criminals would be. But otherwise, the content the content of the thing is lungu lona kakalo ko ke right.
Yeah,
but okay. Okay. Remember, the report also is going to go, it's unedited as it is now. It's going to be edited. But editors will edit the correct English. By the time it's up, they edit it, that's right. Yes, sir. What are the messages?
Sir, so I think what you have just said, that this will then go to people to read, and because there's a lot, you know, departments, I've seen in one place, department is not writing properly as department, so there will be many of those, so if you say they are going to be attended to, so we give you that mandate. Also to see where we need the full stop, if the sentence doesn't make a sense, because it will reflect us. So,
thank you very much. Can I get a movement of the report? Honorable Horai, seconded by Honorable Stolle. The report of the committee then has been adopted. Thank you very much, Honorable members. It's always a pleasure to actually work in this portfolio committee. I will cry tears the day they take me out of the committee. That's one report. Remember, honorable members, on next week, which is the 28th, the department and the ministry are coming. The 100 days is over, so the ministry will be here with the department to report to us on the progress made on the 100 day program that was presented to us. So that will take place on the 28th, which is next week. So it's going to be a bit of a meeting. We hope that members will prepare enough for that, and we will interrogate and interact and have a good meeting and a robust one indeed. I'm also aware, because of the nature of the meeting that we've been having, we are a bit behind time in terms of adopting our minutes. And because even next week, Ms. Patia, we won't be able to do this one because the department will be here. Yeah? Yeah. So the department will be. So that will probably mean that the meeting after next week is actually where we'll have to adopt our minutes. But we're doing well in terms of our work. I'm very happy. And I don't want to keep you here unnecessarily. Because you've done your honorable gun. You want to stay a little bit longer?
No.
Please, before you say the meeting session. Thanks, sir. I was looking at my parliamentary program for Thursday. And one of the things, as I mentioned there, is that the minister is going to brief parliament on the report around the runway issues. And the bank called when she received the report, she mentioned that the report will be sent to the committee, the committee of human settlements, and we haven't received that report, and it's going to parliament on Thursday. I'm not sure if there are any mechanism whatsoever that we can, as members of human settlements, can get the report before it's tabled in the assembly. Because if we are to respond to it on the spot, it might not be so great, you know. So I just wanted to check if there has been any communication between yourself and the ministry insofar as the land revisions report is concerned.
Thank you very much, Honorable. Was there a resolution that said it must come to the committee? Because I think, so that I can then make a follow up, was there a resolution that said it must come to the committee? Can Honorable
Melissa,
and then Honorable
Scott. No, I think my memory is clear that we said it must go straight to the House. I think that was what we said then.
Honorable
Chair, I think it would be proper, if I'm thinking right, to have that report, because this policy is an embarrassment as a portfolio committee. When we said that
and actually we showed that we never saw that report. Because I remember when there was a testimony which was led by Honorable Winnie Mumandela, we did get that report before it tabled on Parliament, because actually the procedure, it helps even the committees to understand what's going to table.
No, we will check, but remember that report is a report, it's a commission that was commissioned by the department. We're not asking them to question that commission. So, but we must not just find out if they must come and report to us. Because the important thing about that report is that we would want to know what the commission did. The minister must tell us, because that commission was just a very two-month commission, and she must have to report, because the commission was convened by Parliament, not by the portfolio committee. And I think I hear what they must say, because it's a commission on human settlement. It deals with human settlement issues. We need to follow up, but remember, because Honorable Ghana says, I am using the program, Honorable Ghana says this report is being held on the 23rd, which is a Thursday, which is not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. So we will endeavor, therefore, to find out if that report can be made available. But we won't be able to stop the mission report to the House, but we'll find out, and then I will communicate with members. Thank you very much. On that note, Ben, now that we even know that there's a report on lunch, that is coming. So, yeah, but then the meeting is adjourned. Second, we have a lot of questions. So, the meeting is adjourned, and we will then. So, there's a sitting on Thursday. Oh, okay. So, the meeting is adjourned, and then we will. But I will try and communicate with members before Thursday if I have made any progress, but I will communicate. Thank you very much.
If possible, if it's possible, the minister can bring us a little bit 30 minutes before the house so that we are not surprised when we get there.
Okay. 10 minutes before.